one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you. This longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you.
Love till the moment is through, After the night and the music die, will I have you? The last two songs you heard were written in the early 1930s. You and the Night and the Music, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz for a 1934 New York show called Revenge with Music, was played by the British band of DeBroy Summers, and the vocalist was Dan Donovan. And Night and Day, one of Cole Porter's best-known songs, written in 1932 for Fred Astaire to sing in a New York show called Gay Divorce, and I played a recording by Billie Holiday.
I went across to Switzerland, where all the yodelers be, to try to learn to yodel with my yodel OD. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD, yodel OD, yodel OD. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD. Teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy when you're singing to go yodel-o-dee. First you take a deep breath and it's K-O-1-2-3. Then you'll hear yodel if you listen close to me. Yeah, this is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee.
Yesterday's anniversary of the birth of Frank Ifield in 1937, and that's why I chose that recording, She Taught Me How to Yodel, a hit for Frank Ifield in 1962. And I can't remember when I last played a song with yodeling.
Thank you.
concert recording of Duke Ellington's orchestra playing Take the A-Train, written by one of Duke Ellington's major collaborators, Billy Strayhorn. It's time for me to play a couple of Gershwin songs.
Listen to my tale of woe, it's terribly sad but true. All dressed up, no place to go, each evening I'm awfully blue. I must win some handsome guy, can't go on like this. I could blossom out, I know, with somebody just like you. So, oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to
the nose, I am all shaking like a silver.
Gershwin brothers George and Ira wrote "Oh Lady Be Good" for a show called Lady Be Good. Yeah, and the star of the show, or the stars of the show, were Fred Astaire and his sister Adele. That was in 1934. I played their record singing "Fascinating Rhythm" and Ella Fitzgerald record of "Oh Lady Be Good," both from that show.
Taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's song of love and melody of 42nd Street. Little nippies from the 50s in a 7th Suite. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat. Side by side, they glorified. Where the whole world meets success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy gaudy, sort of sporty, 42nd Street. 42nd Street, 42nd Street, on the avenue I'm taking you. 42nd Street, 42nd Street, song I love, the melody of. You'll find the crowds all there. In the middle, it's a part of little old New York, runs into old Times Square. You'll find an awful lot of rhythm no one seems to care. If you have a little time to spare, I want to take you there. Come and meet old dancing feet. It's the song I love, that melody of 42nd Street. Rough and tough guys, all gather new guys, all along and up and down the street. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat. All the couples cutting side by side, everybody walking there satisfied. Where the whole world meets success and defeat. Forty-second.
42nd Street, the title song of a motion picture in the early 1930s, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And in the film, it was sung by Ruby Keeler, but I played a recording of it by the Boswell Sisters with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. My singer of renown for this week is an acclaimed Italian tenor, Italian operatic tenor, born in 1873. He was regarded to be the first international recording star because he made records from 1902 until 1920. So he was there right at the start of the record-making industry. He sang to great acclaim in the great opera houses of Europe and the Americas, Enrico Caruso. For You Alone, sung by my singer of renown for the first week of December 2025, Enrico Caruso. Now, I don't know when that recording was made, but it would have been more than 100 years ago. I'm going to give you an opportunity now to hear recordings by two other tenors. Both will be recordings from the operetta The Desert Song.
One alone. sing a dream song to you, painting a picture for blue heaven and you and I, and sand kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze whispering a lullaby, only stars above you to see. I love you, oh give me that night divine, and let desert song calling its voice, and drawing will make you mine. Only stars above you, I love you, oh give me that night divine, and let my arms in yours entwine, the desert song calling its voice, and calling will make you
from the 1926 operetta The Desert Song. You heard Richard Crooks sing One Alone and Anthony Warlow, The Desert Song. Music by Sigmund Romberg, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach. From the 1926, I'm going to take us into the 1960s.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, then I guess it is wise to be cruel.
That was Alfie. I imagine you remember that one. Of course, it was Cilla Black, the British singer. Big hit for her. Crosby sang about children.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. at night, when the heavens are bright with lights from the glittering stars. Have I stood here amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. Asked me to recall the thrill of it all, then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. And the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, then I will tell them I remember, tell them I remember, tell them I remember you.
Frank Ifield sang I Remember You.
Someone new. Too voice. The way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together, I relive when we're apart. All the tender fun together stays on in my heart. How could I ever close the door and be the same I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too late now. All the things we've done together, I relive when we're tender fun together stays on in my heart. How could I ever close the door and be the same as I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too late now.
That was Shirley Bassey's recording of Too Late Now. It was written by Lerner and Lowe for a motion picture titled The Royal Wedding, which starred Jane Powell and Fred Astaire. That was in 1951.